I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Author Bill Sullivan's new book is a set of stories called The Oregon Variations, inspired structurally by Bach's Goldberg Variations and by some of Oregon's most unusual characters and places. His related slideshow, Oregon for the Curious, visits some of the state's most quirky and unexpected corners. He'll present the slideshow in Eugene on April 30th at the Downtown Eugene Public Library and on May 7th at Tsunami Books. Then on May 10th, he'll appear at both the Deschutes Public Library in Bend and at Sun River Books and Music. He joins me in the KLCC studios. Always good to see you, Bill.
Hi, Eric.
Well, what inspired you to draw a link creatively between Bach's Goldberg Variations and some of Oregon's most unusual places and people?
Well, you got to talk about the subject matter first. I mean, here I'm best known as the hiking guy.
Yes.
I've hiked every trail I could find in the state, and over all that time, I've been collecting all information about what it is that makes Oregon, Oregon. And it has a lot to do with the people and the places, and some of them are kind of quirky. And you can describe that in a guidebook, but it doesn't show the whole picture. And I've tried with novels and history books and adventure memoirs and now short stories. And just to be a little challenging about this, it was a bit of a challenge, and to give it a structure, I did follow the pattern of Bach's Goldberg Variations, a kind of an interesting pattern. It starts with a theme, an aria, a seven-note theme, and I state that in a first story in the second sentence, and then Bach inverts and shifts that theme through two sets of 15 variations that are just all over the scale, everything from dirges to dances, and so these stories are kind of all over the map, too.
Even to use the word stories doesn't really quite capture the book, because besides stories, there's a little poem that involves Elvis Presley and the UO German department. There's a crossword puzzle. There's photographs of Crater Lake. So even stories is slightly too narrow for this work, I would say.
Well, as you say, they really are all over the map, but so was the model here, Bach's work. So if you're going to find everything from flash fiction to parody, and there's one story, at least, set in every county in Oregon. So they literally are all over the map.
And among all these unique places and people that Oregon is so full of, do you have favorites that jump out at you from this book?
Well, a lot of them are people stories, about a firefighting crew that is out fighting blazes, and it turns out that they're really fighting their backstories, that they've all been running away from something, and they join the firefighting crew, and they're their heroes, but in their back life, there's this conflagration that they have to go put out the fire and go face. Or fishermen in Newport who grouch about, grouching down in the bars. And it turns out they're complaining about the sea lions, but it turns out they're really the same. They go out fishing in the early morning and come back and hang around in the bars and pick fights all afternoon. And they're really doing the same thing. So I don't know. I'm finding people and places all over the state.
You've chosen to represent this really diverse state on the cover of this book with a man under an umbrella in cracked, dried mud in apparently Oregon's high desert. Why?
It's, again, the variations. The picture is the umbrella man. It's the statue, the bronze statue of a commuter in an umbrella in downtown Portland at Pioneer Courthouse Square. So it's artificial. It's art. It's in a rainy corner of the biggest city. And I've positioned him in the Alvord Desert, which is the driest, loneliest, least urban spot in Oregon and all natural. It's just to show, again, I think, the variations of Oregon.
Even to stand and look out over the Alvord Desert really gives you Oregon's variations. To be on top of Steens Mountain and look east, it's remarkable, this state.
And it's a bit of the theme that runs through the book is loneliness. And that can be a glorious thing when you're in the wilderness. It can be a horrifying thing if you're in a city. And so I'm exploring that theme throughout the state.
And how does the book relate to the slideshow, Oregon for the Curious? I know there's a connection.
Yeah. Well, the title, Oregon for the Curious, is a nod to Ralph Friedman's 1972 travelogue. But I don't want to just read from the book. I mean, you can read the book yourself. At this. So instead, I'm covering weird and quirky places all over the state, out of the way hot springs, an alien meteorite, the Oregon Vortex, this tourist trap, and petroglyphs and hikes that you can do. But I'm just looking for offbeat destinations that inspired the stories in this book.
You know Oregon's offbeat destinations probably better than anyone alive, I would imagine, having walked and otherwise traveled Oregon in such extensive ways. Do you think Oregon's quirky places are disappearing or changing or otherwise evolving? What's your perspective on that?
Well, they say, keep Oregon weird. I don't know that it's actually becoming more weird, but there is a weirdness meter in the book. Each story starts with a map that shows you which counties are represented in that story, but there's also a key signature. And if it uses flats, then the story is mostly about women. If it's sharps, then the protagonists are mostly male. And the more accidentals there are, the stranger the story is. So if there's only one or two sharps or flats, then this is mostly a people story about a relationship or something. That's true. But if you start getting five, then you're looking at maybe giant robotic beavers, bread dough that grows arms, a Sasquatch poet. It can be a little stranger.
Sounds like complete nonfiction to me. it's a hard line to find, isn't it, in Oregon's history between the fact and the fiction? I guess in any history, really.
Well, and this is what I've been trying to do. My continuing mission is to explain, explore strange new worlds, but it's really to reveal to my audience out here what it is that makes Oregon so beautiful and so curious.
You've really chosen to explore Oregon for most of your entire life. What is it to you that makes Oregon so compelling in the end?
Well, it's obviously a very beautiful place, and I'm a fifth-generation Oregonian and all of that. But early in my career, I made a decision. I did not want to become a national author and go on book tours to malls in Massachusetts and fight with giant publishers. I decided I would be a regional author. And, there's shame in that at a national level, but I think pride at a local level. I decided to be the best regional author I could be. And that means doing all kinds of books about Oregon, the hiking guidebooks, the travel books, history, done two books on Oregon history, and then four novels. I mean, my last one was about D.B. Cooper, the hijacker who parachuted with $250,000, kind of an iconic, quirky bit of Oregana. And then this is my latest attempt to fulfill that genre as the Oregon regional author.
And so now summertime is coming up and the outdoor season in your world. Are there places that you're going and planning to experience this summer in your continued quest to know this state and write about it?
I'm hitting the trail. Each summer I pick one quadrant of the state to work on, to update for my hiking guidebooks. And this summer it's Eastern Oregon. So we're going to the Trout Creek Mountains. This is like beyond Steens Mountain. We're going to the Owyhee, up to the Wallowas. We're going to go to Ritter Hot Springs. And these are very odd and remote places. But that's what I do all summer. And I love that job. I love going hiking for a living. I mean, somebody has to do this. But in the winters, I actually have time to think and write. And what's fun for me is to alternate the factual guidebooks with a bit more creative work. And that's really what this fiction is, these short stories.
In the end, there's really no end to Oregon exploration, is there, with its places and people?
Well, you can keep going exploring outwards. This book explores inwards. And I think there is no depth that you can't plumb. There's no bottom to the quirkiness of Oregon's inward exploration.
Well, thank you for all the Oregon journeys that you take us on.
It's my pleasure.
Bill Sullivan, whose new book is a collection of stories called The Oregon Variations, set in every county in Oregon and inspired structurally by Bach's Goldberg Variations. Along with his related slideshow, Oregon for the Curious, it takes us on a journey through some of Oregon's most curious places with some of its most unusual characters. Bill Sullivan will present his Oregon for the Curious slideshow in Eugene at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Wednesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. and at Tsunami Books on Wednesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. Then on May 10th, he'll appear at both the Deschutes Public Library in Bend at 2 p.m. and at Sun River Books and Music at 5 p.m. For more information, OregonHiking.com. Thanks again for coming in, Bill.
Thanks, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.